I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The context of Moneyball is runaway commerce, and the subtext is statistics, a scientific approach to the major league version of the game. Never until now, though, have statistics added up to such electrifying entertainment. After all the minor league productions of the past few months, this movie renews your belief in the power of movies. Moneyball was directed brilliantly by Bennett Miller from a script by Steve Zaillian and Aaron Sorkin. Brad Pitt is Billy Bean, the current general manager of the Oakland Athletics. In 2002, Bean guided his small market, underfunded team to an unprecedented 20 consecutive wins. The way he did it, according to the movie, which was based on the Michael Lewis book, was to put into practice the theories of Bill James, who'd been preaching the gospel of what he called sabermetrics. That means not even trying to compete with zillionaire teams like the Yankees, who pay lavish salaries to sometimes disappointing superstars. Which rings a bell with Bean because he himself was a player who failed to deliver on his shining promise. Instead, the cash-strapped general manager uses computer analyses of individual performance to buy specific talents embodied by players who might otherwise be unwanted or ignored. His brainiac aide in this abstruse enterprise is a young Yale-educated economist, Peter Brand, who's played by Jonah Hill. Pete knows very little about baseball, but a lot about teasing the meaning out of algorithms and equations. There's nothing abstruse about the way Moneyball dramatizes the enterprise. Thanks to the elegant understatement of Hill's portrayal, the unworldly Pete provides a wonderful foil to the eccentric, flamboyant Bean in just about every scene they share. But just about every scene in the film crackles with intelligence and edgy conflict. From top to bottom, the casting is inspired. Brad Pitt couples a star presence to a beautifully measured ensemble performance that makes Billy a minimalist ironist, tossing off funny remarks with an abandon that almost conceals his anger, pain, or self-doubt. Philip Seymour Hoffman plays Art Howe, Bean's field manager, who's an implacable foe of anything that smacks of sabermetrics. Moneyball was inspired, as the familiar phrase goes, by a true story, meaning some of it is fiction. But the film gets the important things exactly right. It isn't about numbers, even though at first the story seems to be asking us to root for computer science rather than sport. What it's really about is the old-fashioned heroism of a traditional hero in a fresh guise, a flawed guy with little to show for his 40-odd years, a smart guy who finds a way to make his smarts matter. Moneyball is a new manifestation of the old Yankee spirit, though hardly in the Steinbrenner sense. It's a deeply American film about a uniquely American sport in which a principled guy takes on the filthy, rich, big guys because he can't stand the unfairness of what they're doing to the game he still loves. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.